WRPV 448 monitoring. SPH-380 monitoring. RNW 329, good morning, in the mobile. WRXX102, just saying good morning.
Hey, Shai, this is your last streamer 102. This is WRWW601. Good morning as well. It's going to be a beautiful day.
WRPV448, Kurt from Groveland Township, chiming in as well. Good morning.
The trees are starting to turn in my neighborhood. 102.
Yeah, this is station 448. 102, where are you transmitting from this morning? Over.
Kurt, Roland Township. This is Jeremy, WRWW601. Also from Roland Township, but currently in Rochester Hills on the Alpharmus machine.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good to hear from you. I take it our Flint repeater is back up and running. There was some question of that last night. Over.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just ended a 24-hour shift, just got off duty. So I'm still over here on the east side. But I am going right to Fenton for a golf outing for a charity that I've been a part of, just representing the charity. So when I get back up towards home there, I'll switch over to the Flint machine.
Copy that. I'm going to be walking around the township for a little bit this morning for the September Fest, as it's my wife's birthday. I might have my radio on with me all day, but I'll be monitoring periodically throughout. Over.
Yeah, I'd be interested if you tried. Can you hit that Flint repeater with a HT in town?
I'll try. I believe I've hit it before from the parking lot with a hardware store, and I definitely can hit it with the mobile in the parking lot at the hardware store. Over.
Denver's here has really good coverage to the south. I can listen to it almost all the way down to like Dixie and 75. That's probably when I'll switch over to it. Here up through Auburn Hills, so there's just a little portion that's not covered by the MIA machines on 75.
Copy that. Hey, if you're going to be in Fenton today, I heard last night about a radio swap meet in Grand Blake at a church on Fenton Road from 9 to 3. I'm not going to be able to make it, but if you're out that way and if you're able to stay awake, it might be worth your time to look at that for a minute. Over.
I would if I could. This golf outing is actually at Fenton Farms over there, like Thompson and 23 area. It won't be done till 4. So that would be a good place for me to look for better antenna for my repeater at the house, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, copy that. Also, too, I'd like my neighbor and I to visit one of these days when it's convenient for all. We'll have to work that out. Over.
Yeah, I did hear your text message on the holiday weekend. We were saying, and I forgot to get back to you until I heard your voice this morning on the radio. And that's on me. I apologize. But yeah, I'm going to have some time coming up here. I'm having a procedure done this week, so the next week I'm off work, so maybe we can try and make it work then.
Copy that, and again, we've got each other's phone numbers. We can stay connected that way, too. WRPB 448 for identification.
And this is WRWW 601. All right, Kurt, well, enjoy Septemberfest, and I'm going to motor north here on 75, and I'll switch over to the
Copy that. This is WRPB 448. I will be on radio intermittently today. I am clear on your final, Jeremy.
Yeah, this is WRPB 601, clear.
Hey out there, WSEQ 436, can you hear me?
This is WRPB 448, go ahead.
Just checking reception.
Yeah, you're sounding pretty good. We're getting a little bit of noise off the repeater this morning. I believe it's some ducting from another repeater. Over, but you're sounding really good this morning.
As well. Appreciate the checking in. Over.
Copy that. This is Groveland Township. Whereabouts are you transmitting from this morning?
Transmitting from downtown Detroit right now. Over.
Yeah, you're definitely making the trip into the repeater, and that also confirms that the Flint repeater is now up and running and connected good. Last night there was some question about that. Over.
Ah, glad I can help figure that one out.
Well, very good. This is Kurt from Groveland Township, WRPB 448, and I'll be clear on your final. Over.
Nice to meet you. It's Max with WSEQ 436 in Detroit. I'll be standing by.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WRPB 448, good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, 448, and WRZP 544 for identification purposes. I am fine and dandy, sir. How about yourself this morning?
We're doing good here in Oakland County. It's a beautiful day on deck. It's the wife's birthday. We're going to go walk around Septemberfest in town and spend an exuberant amount of money on overpriced items. You know how that goes, over.
Can't think of a better way to spend your hard-earned money. Yes, I do. I can relate. Currently 50 degrees here. We're looking at 86 today and clear sunny skies up here, so it's been another beautiful Michigan day there. It's going to be a great week. My better half and her childhood friend are headed to a Superior Lake tour, so I'll be left unsupervised for a week, so there's no telling what we'll get into, Roger.
Oh boy, unsupervised can usually lead to some mischief or a very good time. Hopefully a little bit of both, over.
Roger that. Bail money's in the safe. No, it's all good. It's all good. So enjoy your day down there and wish your better half luck. Happy birthday and many, many more there. And enjoy your day together. As we all know, life is precious. Take care, sir. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
You have yourself a great day as well. It's a pleasure to speak with you. I'm glad the repeaters are working again. And take care. Hope to speak with you again in another couple days. Bob, this is WRPB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, clear and monitoring.
WFEM 206, Max, can you hear me? Over.
Yeah, I can. I got you, Grant. WSEQ 436. How's it going?
We're just leaving, headed out to your place right now, so I'll be there in a few minutes. Over.
Great. I'll be ready for you. I'll see you soon. Over.
WRPS 211, monitoring.
WRZP 544, we are mobile.
WRPS 2117. I was talking to somebody yesterday about a church swap meet at Ram Lake, Michigan. I'm not sure if anybody's got insight on that. If you do, let me know. I can't find a Trinity church. WRZB 544 mobile.
WRZX 218 in the mobile Ypsilanti.
And 218 WRZB 544. WRZP 544, broken and unreadable, but I do believe I copied Flat Rock over.
Right, that was Flat Rock. I'm in a high RF environment. I just thought I'd let you know that you were loud and clear if you could hear me. WSAE 780 Flat Rock.
There's the call sign. I did hear you. Take care. You're making a trip. A little bit of static in the background there makes you a little bit unreadable. So keep trying. Keep doing what you're doing to make it better. WRZP 544. Have a good day, sir.
WRYV 421.
WRWB 644 listening.
Thank you.
WRPD 448, Groveland Township, Perth, monitoring. WSTI 783, mobile to base, copy.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, we are mobile.
WRTR 570, Genesee County.
And Robert. Is that you out there? 359. WIUG 48.
Nope, try again later.
Number that you reach is got it, sir. No, I'm out here. WRK35X.
Doing good, Robert. How you doing?
Oh, this is just bad, relaxing. I have been outside, got it out there pretty good.
This is warm out here. Roger. I was out there, I just came out from there. Oh yeah, you know that, Robert. All right, Robert, I got it because I'm driving. I'll let you go. WIUG 48, clear.
WRYV 421 mobile.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
WRZP 544, WRYV 421, how are you, Bob?
That is illegal, sir. All systems go here, how about yourself?
All is well, thank God. Heading home from my parents for a quick visit. And I got free afternoon. I have a birthday party to attend around 6 p.m. Other than that, it's a nice day out. Hope the same for you.
Started out to be a beautiful day here. We're looking at high 80s today and clear skies. So, yep, time to pull out the old canoe and do some fishing. Roger.
Good to hear. All right, well, thank you for the contact. I appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from you. I hope you have a good rest of your day. And I am going to be clear on your final. WRYV 421, clear.
Pleasure having you in my receive. I hope your parents are doing well, and enjoy the birthday party. They're always a great celebration of life. Enjoy. WRZP 544, clear the network, sir.
WRZX 218, Santa Monica.
Gonna waste their time coming out to the GCRC ham radio show. Only five vendors, not even vendors, five tables of stuff, and not going to be open until 3. They pack up their stuff around about noon, and that really sucks. Hopefully, things will get better in hobby. WSUY 42 Flint Township.
WRBV 525 Mobile.
WSTI 783 to station 544, Sheboygan Bob, copy.
WSUI 842 mobile. The ham radio swap closed up at noon.
WSCI 783 to station 488. Jack, you out there?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Jack. This is JJ out in the Fenton area. Was just verifying whether or not the flood repeater was linked back up again. And it sounds like it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, once the computer is connected together, right, Roger?
Yeah, I was kind of quiet there for like 3 or 4 days. I was trying to figure out what was going on, but the front repeater was working on its own, but it didn't seem to be linked up, so it must have got straightened out. So I knew I could count on you, Jack, to be out there to answer the call and verifying things. I appreciate it.
No problem, anytime, no problem at all. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
This is WSTI 783, I'm clear. WSCI 73 to station 392, copy. WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSCI 338 monitoring. WSRE 338. Am I getting it?
This is WSCI 783. You're getting in.
Copy that. I'm over here on 75 southbound and wasn't sure I could get that far. This is a 25 watt Raiotidine DBG.
Roger that. I just crossed 75 in the Grange Hall Road exit and I'm also on a Raiotidine 20 watts. Copy.
Copy that. Are you on the radio out of the 25 or 20 watt?
This is a 20 watt mobile.
Well, sounded really good. Thank you for the contact.
Very good, sir. This is WSCI 783 monitoring.
WSBQ 996, you there? This is WRWB 489. Once again, WRWB 489 calling WSBQ 996. WRWB 489 will be standing by. WSBS 311, do you copy? This is WSBZ 713. That's 311, do you copy?
WSEM 306, Max, can you hear me? Over.
Sierra Echo Golf 482 on the handheld monitor. WSEQ 436. Grant, Sarah's on the phone. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here. I'm headed south on 75, about to hop into Lafayette. I'm going over to Belle Isle, just letting you know that I'm headed out.
Great. Do you want have any requests or anything from the store? I'm going to pick up some snacks and everything.
Some sort of snack or chip or something would be good for me. Just something to tide me over. People should be bringing stuff, so there should be some food. So at least that's what I'm betting on.
Cool. Sounds good to me. I will grab something and then head that way.
and I'll see you soon. WSEQ-436, standing by.
Sounds good. WSEM-306, standing by on channel 3 and channel 18, over. WSEM-306, Max, can you hear me?
I copy you loud and clear, Grant. What's up?
You're planning on biking, right?
Affirmative.
If you end up on the Riverwalk, if you wanted to see what the Vlad volleyball area looks like, that's open, and kind of report back on your way. We may move there. It sounds like the beach is pretty busy, but we're just still kind of scouting stuff out. So if that was on your way and you wanted to see how many people were there and report back, that'd be awesome.
Great. Yeah, I can do that. Fortunately, there's always room out there, and things will start calming down, I think, pretty soon here. People will start leaving since it's getting towards the evening, so I think we should be good, but you tell me, and I should be on my way out probably in 20 minutes, so I'll report back in probably 40 minutes is when I'll be able to tell you.
All right, let you know. Thanks. Bye. Over.
WPQ-436, I'll be standing by on 18 and 3 as well.
WSCM-306, standing by on 3 and 18.
WRYX 551 radio check.
WRZT 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, sir, I have you, Lima Charlie.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. I just wondered. Radio.
I lost the tail end of that. So keep doing what you're doing and do what you do best there and enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency, sir.
Airwax 5512.
WRUV 690 mobile, 690 portable.
WRWW601. Kurt from Groveland Township, are you monitoring? I believe you're 458.
WRXX-102 Mobile. I'll holler at you when I get to that Home Depot, all right? I learned the key up. I'm going to hold it for a second. Dawson, WRXX-102, clear.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
Afternoon, sir. WRZ544, Sheboygan County Body. Hope you're enjoying your day. WRZB544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WRXX-102 to the home base. Okay. WRXX-102, quiet. Base, I'm in the depot. Can you see me here? base, can you hear this mobile?
Repeat.
I said repeat.
radio works underneath that tin roof.
I'm sorry, 102, can you repeat that, please?
I said at least this radio works underneath the tin roof, but it don't seem to be working out here in this parking lot, eh?
All right, I heard you that time. Gotcha.
WRXX 102, and we're back quiet.
Is that 102 out there? Hey, I see you. I see you.
WXRE 338 monitoring. WSBY 676 WRVV 690
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what location the repeater is. That's pretty far out from the Detroit or Mount Clemens, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's any way it's Mount Clemens. It's probably Livonia or Detroit. I don't know which.
Yeah, that's cool. I was unaware of a linked Livonia repeater, but there could be one. You guys are really expanding this network, and it's pretty awesome.
Hey, when you're in the Fred Moses and the Central Michigan Emergency Network, yeah, they've expanded out all kinds of connectivity for GMRS, and it's been pretty active too. It's been doing well.
Absolutely, yeah. Most days, the GMRS is more active than the ham band, so it's pretty cool and low threshold of entry, so everybody can come play.
Yes, you never know. Maybe it'll be the gateway to more amateur radio operators. Not sure.
Yeah, you know, I hope so. It could be the gateway, and it could be a good or a bad thing, you know. People could get comfortable and low barrier of entry and never move on, or you could get people that are enticed by the network, and then they have their eyes open to ham, and they get licensed. But hopefully, it's the second. People get enticed and want to talk more and have better opportunity to talk on different bands.
No doubt. I mean, once you get the amateur radio license, there's so many things you can do, right? That amateur radio stuff is so wide, and you can go as deep as you want, you know. You can design your own stuff, or you can use somebody else's. You can do all kinds of things. It's very interesting.
Yes, it is. Well, hey, it was great talking to you. I'm pulling into my driveway now with carry-out dinner for the family. And if I sit here and chat, they're going to be inside and angry, and I certainly don't want that. It was great talking to you this evening. This is WRVG374. Name here is Anthony. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Anthony, thanks for the conversation. And, yeah, don't have a hangry family, all right? This is WRXI212. Still mobile and listening.
Station 218,
SACN 218, WIUG, Brady, copy. WRGX 218,
go ahead, Jack.
How you doing today? It's a little bit hot out here, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I mowed early. I mowed early this morning and got that done. So, yeah, we're good now.
That's good you're done. I'm not done at all. I haven't started it yet. I got up this morning and I had a few things to do to go and come back, go grocery shopping, come back and I wanted to start it, but I said, no, hold on, let me see. And all of a sudden it got hot. Now it's staying about 84 degrees out here.
Roger that. Yeah, we got a few more days, I think. A few more days in the 80s. Kind of unusual, but we'll take it for late summer.
I like to take more than that. More than a few days. We'll take another month. Roger.
Copy that. I got those text messages. I didn't have my notification on, so I didn't. I finally seen them early this morning. But how's this antenna sounding now? I just couldn't find nothing wrong with it. Over.
It sounds good, but give me a 5 count.
One, two, three, four, five. Over.
It got cut off just a little bit when you said all the way to 5. Got cut off a little bit. Roger.
Copy that. A little better now, over.
It's a lot better, but you're sounding, look like you're on a handheld with a, just a little bit.
Copy that. There's a cooling fan running on this KG, over.
See what you're saying, yeah, well, I would did it anyhow. Otherwise, you're sounding good. Roger?
Copy that. That's turning out to be a nice night.
Yeah. Now, you know, last night, Ohio came back again. Roger?
Yeah, copy. I heard Muskegon this morning on Michigami Network, though.
Muskegon comes on at 600, correct?
Roger that. Yeah, 600.
You know what, I wasn't home, I had to go to breakfast because everybody was out there at the breakfast. Sean and everybody else was out there. Roger?
Roger. Roger that. Yeah, I almost forgot it was Saturday. Over.
Yeah, I got up this morning. And I didn't know what to start, and I said, you know what, I'm not getting reservation. I want to see, but last night they really was clear from Ohio.
Yeah, conditions seem to be more intense in the early morning hours, and taper off as the day goes.
I was gonna send you a text message, and on the Facebook, there's one guy from Dayton, Ohio. He said he talked to somebody in Rochester Hills, but that was me about 3 nights ago. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I heard a couple stations deeper down south. In Ohio, coming in on Detroit machine, I think.
That guy from Dayton, Ohio, he was on 725, that front repeater, and he was coming from that way. Roger.
Yeah, I think I heard that. I think I heard that station over.
Well, he did. He went on the Facebook and posted. I said, I was talking to the guy from Rochester Hills.
Copy that. WRZX218.
Well, I'm glad to hear you back anyhow, Brendel. No problem. WIUG 48. Go ahead.
Roger that, Jack. I got the grill warm enough. It's about ready. I'll catch you later on this evening, maybe. You have a good one? WRZX 218. And we'll be clear after your final.
This is WRPB 448. Hello, Jack. Do you copy?
I'm good up here in Sheboygan County there, brother. Crystal clear. Very little static in the background as usual. So whatever you did, it's working for you. Jack, both of you have a good evening. I've got, let's see, we've got a little bit of venison, some fish, and let's see, we've got some homemade sausage on the grill here as well. So let's see, walleye and some parts. So, we're cooking outside and enjoying a beautiful evening. Everyone enjoy your night. WRZD 544, monitoring the frequency.
Well, Bob, I'm going to, next time you're going to eat that venison, I'm going to come by over there and eat with you. I'm going to join you eating that venison, and I like that. This is WIUG 48. Roger.
IUG 488, WRZP for identification purposes. Yeah, Jack, you know you're more than welcome, huh? I'm going to make it as far south, hopefully next week, to Pawpaw, Michigan there. Visit an Army brother of mine there. It's time to visit. We haven't seen one another for quite a while, so it's time to visit. But if I should ever get down that way, I'd do breakfast and... if you Google my call sign, you know, you're going to see my address there. And I've got the biggest fire pit in the county, so there's plenty of room for you, sir.
No problem, Bob, anytime. I really do, anytime. I would like to talk to you. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't get that easy, you know. You know how it is, honey do this and honey do that, and that's always like that. Roger?
That. Yeah, one of the hardest things I had to do was retire. I couldn't sit still, so I'm not tooting my horn. However, you know I'm a veteran, and I'm a disabled veteran. I attended to two World War II veterans and a Korean veteran there for Harbor Healthcare up here many years ago. They've since passed. And then, it's wonderful to be able to spend time with my daughter and my grandkids. And my wife is off with a dear friend she grew up with. They're doing a Lake Superior tour, a complete tour all the way around and back down as close to the coast as you can. So I'm left unsupervised, and I have neighbors and church folks here. So all in all, yes, sir, living the dream.
Hi, Bob. I'm a veteran, too. I've been in Iraq for 4 years. Out that way. Anyhow, good talking to you and good to hear from you, Bob. And I'll wish you always. And you take care. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'll talk to you anytime, anyhow. No matter what. WIUG 48.
Copy. I'll allow that, Jack. Again, good evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
This was another station out of Flint, the 448. Are you still out there?
WRPB 448. Hello, Jack. How are you? I missed you the last few days. Over.
Roger. Now, you're sounding good today. You're sounding very good today. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of nights I was talking to you on 725 Flynn Repeater. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, this is Kurt from Groveland Township. We were having a hard time connecting that night. Problem with the repeater, I believe. Over.
Kurt, what it is the band open. That's why you were having a hard time connecting. It was too many people on the same band. Roger.
Copy that. I know myself and some other people had noticed that the band was pretty clear the last prior nights. Over.
You're right. Last night it was very clear. And I was sitting down watching the TV and fall asleep, so I decided to forget about the TV, go to sleep and wake up next day, which is today. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. We don't have TV in this house. We got a little sick of watching everything on it. Over.
Believe me, what I have here, that's all they know is, a furniture place and attorneys. That's all I can, that's all is on here, and here's too, in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Yes, copy that. Well, anyway, I wanted to say hello, because I know we missed each other the other night. This is WRPB 448, Kurt out of Groveland Township. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Jack, and I will be clear on your final and monitoring. Over.
Roger, Kurt, you take care and you have a good evening. WAUG 48, clear.
WM.
MRK3AC. Can I get a radio? Hey, radio check. This is WSTS86. You're coming in pretty choppy.
And I'm over here at 8 in Middle Bell. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Westland off of Warden Wayne Road.
It's probably because I'm standing inside of an aluminum garage here, but I just wanted to check this new antenna out.
The aluminum garage will do it.
All right, thank you, sir. Get you out. Standing by.
WRUG.
Yes.
This computer is Delta Delta 4.
WRUG 488. WSTV 439 calling.
IUG 48, go ahead.
There you are. I was wondering if we were still linked up. Yesterday we were having problems.
What is happening?
Us guys up here in Genesee County couldn't get out of Genesee County.
Why? What is raining?
There was something wrong with our repeater. It wasn't either linked up or something was wrong with it. I don't know what exactly it was, but we were talking all around Genesee County. We just couldn't get any further.
I say, well, 2 nights ago, I was talking on it, and there was people from Ohio, and the one guy was from Dayton, Ohio, I was talking to. Roger?
Oh, yeah, Roger that. I haven't heard anyone from Dayton. That's south in Ohio, not just east.
You're making it over here to Roseville, there's no doubt about that one.
Yeah, yesterday we couldn't get out of Genesee County.
I wonder why it was so quiet yesterday, Roger.
Roger that. You couldn't hear any of us big mouths up here in Genesee County at all. That keeps it quiet as a mouse.
I guess so. I thought it was raining or something out that way, but I guess it was not. Was nobody hardly any on the radio last night.
That's been crystal clear. And I apologize. I forgot to call you from Comerica Park on Thursday. And then I was going to call you from Eastern Market. Forgot to do it then. And then we went to Salvatore Scalafini and Madison Heights, and I still forgot. So forgetful Dave screwed up the whole day.
Don't worry. I won't worry about it too much. I was on the radio, really. I was waiting to call because I know you were going to call. So I just went outside to the garage and stayed in the garage. I said, he's going to call, but that's okay. No problem. Don't worry about it anytime. Roger.
Yeah, that was my bad. So next time I get down that way, I'll try to hook up to the repeater down there. But I screwed up three times. Three strikes, you're out, right?
How was it? I didn't know how was the baseball game.
Well, we had our star pitcher, but he didn't last long enough, and we ended up losing 4-2. And then last night they won 1-0, and I'm watching them on TV right now. They're losing 1-0, so they're playing competitive ball in September and October. That's well, I guess that, you know, the end of the season anyways, vying for the wild card spot, and you can't ask for much more than that from them.
You know, just, you know, what they say, just like they taking their time, you know what I mean? Because the end of the season, they usually really, they're relaxing. Roger?
Roger that. They're the youngsters are starting to perform now, so hopefully it's something they can build on for next year. But we said that last year, and they came out like they had a piano strapped to their back. They couldn't get out of their own way.
What they say is always next year. Believe me, it's always next year. You see it. I don't know if you remember the Lions, you know, how they played and how they're playing right now. Roger?
Roger that. They've been pretty much terrible my whole life. They, you know, they won the championships in the 50s with Joe Smith and all those guys, and They've had glimmers of hope, but I really haven't had much of an NFL team to cheer for 63 years now.
Well, one day you will. You see how they fall out. I'm sure of that. You know, it depends. See, I don't know. You know, sometimes I think that, you know, the money talks. So I don't know. What do you think?
It does to a point, but the big thing that they've always missed on has been their draft. The only one time I remember them doing better than anyone, and you know, they got the second pick. Green Bay went with Tony Mandarich, and we got Barry Sanders. But you can look at all the rest of the draft, and none of them pan out hardly at all. And you can't do that. You got to be able to pick some guys on there that are going to be contributing the next year. And it looks like they've got now a system where, you know, some of those guys are coming right in and contributing. And so that's what they've needed. And so far, that's what they've gotten. And hopefully it continues. 'Cause I like to at least root for them.
That's what it is. They're going to continue, and this is WIUG 48, and they're going to continue for next year, and we're going to see how they're going to do. Roger.
Well, I'm hoping they sneak in this year. They were pretty darn close last year, and, you know, if they can get some home field advantage come playoff time, they might be someone to reckon with at the end of the season.
But, I don't know, there's always a choice, I guess, or always there's a choice between this and that, and the money gets in the middle, and that's, and you know, I don't know, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, yep, to an extent, you get the good draft picks, and if they stick around for a year or two and they contribute and they're good, you got to pay them. And then that's when you got to make decisions on, okay, am I going to pay this guy or am I going to let him go, you know, to somewhere else as a free agent? You know, it starts costing money when you got a whole bunch of good guys on your team. But every team goes through it, so it's who gets through it and wins the games anyway.
Yeah, I think so. Well, anyhow, I got back out of here a little bit because I have some food cooking outside and, you know, in the stove. So I'll talk to you. Don't worry about that. Next time we'll talk anyhow when you come downtown. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Watch that, Jack. Don't burn dinner. And again, thanks for coming back to me tonight. Make sure this repeater system is working. And, yeah, next time I'll tie something to my finger so I remember to give you a shout when I'm down that way anyways. All right, take care. 73s, WSDD 439, we're out.
I can hear you out here in Roseville.
Here you are, just watching.
for the signal report.
This little handheld is up to the house. Ah, that's X. 102, back quiet.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 10 monitoring.
WRXX 102, hollering up to that Mount Holly station.
WSD D97, looking for a signal report.
I take it, believe. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10. You're a little bit scratchy in there, but I can make you out.
WRBR 532. Yeah, I got you a little scratchy too.
Yeah, I'm using a base unit 40 watts just down in Holly. What's your location?
I'm on an HT just outside of the Saginaw city limits there.
I'm out of Lapeer.
You say Lapeer?
Roger that.
WRXX 102 out of Roseville.
That's the transmit mode. The listen mode is 462.725.
WRXX 102 giving a shout out to WRZP 544 Chicago or Sheboygan Bob. Can you hear me down here in Roseville?
WRZP 544. Good afternoon. Oh, I'm sorry. Good evening there. I have you, Raymond Charlie, here, sir.
There you go. Yeah, we just got that antenna put up there on the roof. We're just wondering if we're making a trip this evening. 102, Scott.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely doing the job for you there. Crystal clear modulation. Of course, you're definitely banging the repeater there. What antenna did you throw up on the roof there, Scott?
That Redovitz. With a little ground plane on it, right? 60-some inch tall one.
Roger that. I found a similar antenna by Tram dual band with a small ground plane on it. Yep, can't go wrong. Flat SWRs.
I'm getting a 1.2 over here, kind of flashing a little bit, but I mean, that's what it is.
That. I'll smack a 1.1 and maybe swing it towards 1.2 occasionally there. But yeah, great little antenna you got there. It's doing the job, brother.
Now, on the other hand, man, Joe, them PDL-2s, man, I got them about 65 feet. Them are throwing a flat match, but I've been working on that one for a while.
Roger that. I kind of enjoy my serial four element there. I got it four element Yagi on the horizontal. It does the trick. All right, brother. I got to get back to my dinner here. Always a pleasure, Scott. Take care and enjoy your evening. We'll do it again. WRZP 544. Clear monitoring on your final, sir.
Well, I'm glad you don't have McDonald's for dinner also. WRXX102, we're back quiet. Thanks for the chat.
WSBZ 927, looking for a signal report from Holly, Michigan.
WSBI 783 in Holly, Michigan, en route to Fenton. You sound really good, sir.
Sounds great. Testing out a new radio oddity, 40 watt base station and a small little mag-mount antenna. What's your location?
Heading up to Fish Lake Road, got caught at the light. I got the Radiodity 20 watt mobile with the Midland mini base antenna. Sorry, Green Shawl Road.
Are you in Holly also on Fish Lake Road near, I guess, Roseville Township?
Just past Holly Lane. What's your location in Holly, over?
Yeah, I'm actually between Holly and Clarkston area.
Oh, okay. Copy that. Okay, just heading back to Fenton where we live. This is JJ. Been there for quite a few years. Graduated from Holly, actually, in 79.
So I assume we're bouncing off the Detroit repeater. That's what I've got programmed in, and just want to testing out different antennas and radios here.
I don't know about the Detroit repeater. I'm bouncing off the Flint repeater. Copy.
WRBR 532. I'm in Lapeer and I'm actually hearing you pretty good now.
532, you bouncing off the repeater.
I am on the Mayville.
All
Good.
So the repeater's got to be linked because I am actually bouncing off the Detroit repeater at 467.6250 is what I'm receiving on. And sending out at 67.625.
I'm frequency 725.
Yeah, I'm going to switch and see if I can dial in the 725 and see if I can hit you yet. Give me 1 second.
Very good. I was just going to recommend that.
Listening to you fellas up here in Isabella County, WSDY 438 on the band.
Isabella County. Welcome.
Sound like my neighbor.
Testing, testing, 123, radio check.
Come back with that radio check. Is that just a gentleman from Holly?
That is correct. So, now I'm on the 7250, so it sounds like these repeaters are definitely coming together.
Well, that's strange. You sound pretty static and weak compared to the Detroit repeater. Do you have the tone set correct at 141.3? Over. This is a gentleman from Holly. I'm just receiving static.
Yeah, I switched back to the Detroit repeater. Gentleman from Holly here, just see if I come in any better now.
Yeah, you're coming in better.
So it's hitting the Flint repeater. I've got hills I got to go through, and going to Detroit, I believe the repeater is on top of the Renton, and I've got a clean line of sight for that. So I assume that's why it's working.
Yeah, who would have thought that? But, yeah, you're exactly right. You got a hell of a signal out of Detroit. Gentleman from Isabella County, are you still out there?
Yes, we are. Up here by the Thorn Eagle Casino. WSDY 438, Dan.
What repeater are you working off of, over?
I think you got washed out by one of the repeater signals there for a second. Come on back on that. I didn't copy that.
You're coming in, your signal is really strong. What repeater are you hitting? Over.
There's one here in a town called Barrington. It's on 66. It's up north of Remus, Barrington. It'd be in between Everett and Remus. Town up there.
Is that part of the MI-8? System, over.
I don't think, I don't know, I think it's just, I'm not really sure. I just talk on it. No idea. Once I heard it was out there, I got my license real quick, and
I'm
What's the frequency that you're on? Over. Say that again. What am I on? What frequency are you on?
Well, I'm on channel 15 with offset. Jumps up 5 megahertz. With the hertz tone of, I think the hertz tone I had to send it was 141.3.
Okay, copy that. This is WSCI 783, JJ out of Fenton, monitoring.
Alrighty, you have a good night. I didn't really catch all that, but yeah, I'm a long way from Barrington. I'm in the southeast corner of Isabella County. I'm not at the Soaring Eagle Casino. I'm south southeast of that. I'm down Gratiot County and Midland County are right in the corner here where Isabella County, where I live in Isabella County. So there's two counties not too far from where I live here, and I can go a few miles and be in the other county. But, all right, have a good night. Thanks for the show back. Dan, South Alpha, November, WSD1, Lewisville, Shepherd, Michigan.
WSDZ 713, can you come back? You get me the, excuse me, looking for the Holly Man.
Hey, gentle from Holly, still out there?
Is that cop, does that Holly Man copy this?
WRYR503, listening.
503, where are you listening from?
Probably the closest proximity I could give you would be Centerline, Michigan.
Copy that. So I take it you're hitting the Detroit repeater? Over.
Yeah, 462-625, I think it is.
Yep, that'd be the Detroit. How's it going today?
It's going as well as it can be, considering that the weather was nice today, not as bad as it was with the 90 stuff.
Yeah, I do appreciate the cool night. Shut the air off, turn on the attic fan. I sure do enjoy it. Over.
There we go. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't particularly care for air conditioning or artificial heating. I live up near, where would it be? Close to Indian River, I guess would be. The best place to tell you. And so I've been living up there for the better part of 30 years.
Okay, how far is Indian River from the Gaylord area? Over.
I don't remember the exit. Hang on. Sorry about that. I got two different radios I'm listening to, and I forgot to turn the other one down. Let me see. If you go south from Indian River, you have Wolverine. Then you have, trying to remember where, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, and then you have, of course, the Gaylord exit for the highway. So I'm not sure. I would say probably 18 miles.
Copy that. So I get off at exit 270 to go hunting. I've been grouse hunting and whatnot in Woodstock for the last 51 years. 270, which is Waters, so I don't think it's that super far from Vanderbilt. Over.
I'm familiar with Waters. I've got a buddy that actually lives down here, but he has a place up there in just north of Grayling.
Okay. Yeah, my brother actually has a place on Heart Lake.
Roger. Got a little bit of static starting to creep in on you. I do have a question while I'm talking to someone. What's the deal with the FCC and the linking of the repeaters? Are they going to enforce no linking, or what are they going to do?
My understanding, so far so good, the gentleman that runs the repeater system hasn't been notified by the FCC to change anything at this point.
I hope we don't have another pistol brace fiasco like the ATF caused. There's no sense in being heavy-handed. They sent out, I read some of the excerpts of what former FCC officials said, and they okayed it, so... You know, if you made a mistake, say, I made a mistake, and we're going to give you a time period to, you know, I backwards modify it, but, you know. I don't get this, you know, stick in the mud thing. Did I lose you?
WSCI 783, just switched from mobile to base. Monitoring.
PRYR 503, you listening?
WSBZ 927, listening. WSBZ 927, listening.
Yeah, 927, I got you in there. This is WSAI 847 Cleveland.
Station 847, WIUG 88. How you doing today?
WSAI 847. Hey, good evening, Jack. How you doing there?
Very good day. It's a lovely day. It's a nice day outside. It was a little bit warm, and then now it cooled off a little bit. Roger?
Hey, Roger. Yeah, it's like summertime still. It's hanging in there for us there. So. But conditions are awesome tonight. The repeater down here is almost full scale. So, I'm sure it's getting up. Everybody up there up toward the Mackinac and everything good up that way too. So, everything's going good here. Listening around on the other bands there, here in Ontario and all kind of different places coming over the lake tonight. So it's an exciting night there, Gwen.
Yeah, it'll be exciting more tonight, about maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock. You know, the other day, I didn't know I had to reach all the way to Dayton, Ohio, and I was talking to Dayton, Ohio, and somebody went from Dayton, Ohio, went on the Facebook and wrote down, oh, I talked to the guy in Rochester Hills.
Hey, that sounds great, Jack. Was that, somewhere else.
Can you believe that? That was on the front repeater, 725.
Okay, okay, very good. Well, that's great. Yeah, you never know. You gotta listen around and be in the right spot at the right time, I guess, right?
I can say that. I guess I'm always at the right time, the right place.
Hey, that's all right. Okay. Hey, you have a good rest of the evening there, Jack. Make some long-distance stuff there. You got it. Sounding good tonight. We'll talk to you a bit later. WSAI 847 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Dan, good to hear from you. You take care, which is always a lot of good to hear from you. Take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 88, Rochester Hill.
WSCP 226 from Ortonville, Michigan. Monitoring. WSDP 226 for a radio check.
Yeah, I copied on that radio check. You're coming in pretty clear.
Thank you for that response. You're coming in a little bacon crackle in the background, but I can hear you loud and clear as well. Thank you.
Here on
40
watts coming from Holly area.
Okay, yeah, like I said, I'm from the Ortonville area. I usually talk on the ham radio, but I heard you guys on GMRS. I didn't know if I could hit, what is this, Flint repeater?
Yeah, I'm bouncing off the Detroit repeater, but I think the
yeah, I understand that a lot of them are daisy chained together. I was listening to one guy going over the Mackinac Bridge about a month ago on GMRF. I can barely copy you at this point. You must be maybe mobile, going a little bit further away.
Yeah, I don't know why the signal's changing on there, but I'm wondering if they've got a repeater up in Mackinac that's linked to all these too.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Yeah, they could have them all linked together. Like I said, I haven't spent too much time on GMRS. It's mostly on ham radio that I spend the time on, and that I can get a lot of repeaters on that and talk pretty clearly.
Traffic
out here. It's kind of nice to listen. Is there typically a lot of traffic on GMRF? I'm nice talking to you. If you can copy me, this is WSDP 226 clear.
Yeah.
Yep, thanks. WSDB927 clear.
WSBM366. What's everyone got for the Lions score tomorrow?
Lions 24, Buccaneers 21. WSBY 438.
That gives those Buccaneers a lot of credit, sir.
Oh, I know it. Right now they have better stats than the Lions, except for which one was it? They didn't have better, Lions got to quit getting penalties down there in the end zone, getting the ball set on the 2-yard line there, and then next play to get a touchdown. They keep doing that, you're going to be in trouble. That rookie, you got to get his game together.
Yeah, that red zone situation was real dangerous last week. They got away with a couple.
We used to go down there every year just for one game, but I miss it. COVID come along and changed everything, but that was fun going down there. We go every year. Oh, I think we went 5 years in a row. Good time. Anyway, go Lions. WSDY 438, we're listening. Have a good night out there.
Same to you. Forward down the field.
It was nice beating Stafford. We used to go down there, he was the quarterback there, and I think the whole crowd was wearing his jersey. I think that's the only number in the crowd. Not really, but it surely dominated the rest of the numbers.
People sure love him. You were at last week's game? I didn't hear that right.
Oh, I haven't went since COVID. When COVID came around, we quit going, so I was getting a free ride there. Shop I work at, they get a suite, and they take us all up there, and we'd get to watch the game and have a good time there. Then they bus us back home. I'm up here by Mount Pleasant. Yep, it was a good time. 5 years in a row I went. They might have went a few games before I started going with them, but good time. Yeah, I love the Lions, even when they were losing.
That's good living up in the suite, like a high roller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They own a lot of farms. Yeah, one nickel at a time. Go up there and sell the farm. Yep, it sucks living so close to it. That'd be addictive if that place can, so you gotta not go. Stay away. So get you hooked. We're in the big county, Shepherd, really southeast of that even. We're the southeast part of Isabella County. We got Midland County on one side and Grassy County on the other, a couple miles away. So we're down here close to the right central in the state. And our signal is going back up to Barrington, which is, I don't know how many miles from us. That's probably where the bird flies. Oh, geez. I'd say 35 miles. Maybe 30 miles. Got chopped up there. Have a good night out there. WSDY 438.
Station 438, copy. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Barrington, is there a racetrack in Barrington?
Crystal, a little town called Crystal over that direction by Barrington. It'd be, Crystal, it's a round track, probably a third of a mile.
Is there a flat track at all, like a quarter mile track, racetrack, over?
Yeah, that'd be south, Edmore, McBride, I think it's called McBride over there. I'm a little ways from those. Yeah, that'd probably be a 25-mile ride for me. McBride. Yep, Crystal, about the same.
I went to the racetrack there, I guess, in McBride a couple times when my brother-in-law was alive. It was a lot of fun. And it's kind of weird going out there because you think you're in the middle of nowhere and here this racetrack is. It's a well-maintained track. Over.
Yeah, I went there as a kid. It's been a long time ago. I mean, a long time ago. I remember going there probably around, back around 76. Yep. And then we went up there a few other times since, been over there probably about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years, I don't know. Time's flying by. I'm 66 now, and I don't know where it went, but yeah, I've been to McBride a few times.
Yeah, I'm 63. This is WSCI 783. Name's JG out of 7.
JG out of 7?
Yep, that's correct. Anyways, that's a great area you're in, by the way. I'm sure you've had a great life up there. This is WSCI 783 monitoring.
Yeah, Roger on the green light there. I grew up in Detroit. I was born in Wayne County. And I grew up in Clawson, 14 mile in Crooks, down in Detroit area, and we moved up here in 73. Been up in this area since 73. I moved to a little town called Breckenridge, about probably 30 miles west of Saginaw. Have a good night. Take care. WSBY 438.
WSCP 226 monitoring.
Come on in, 226. Where are you monitoring from?
This is Steve from Ortonville.
Copy that. You got JJ out in Fenton.
Nice meeting you, JJ.
How long you been out in the Ortonville area? Over.
This was our seventh year. We moved from Sterling Heights, 32 years in Sterling Heights, kind of moved to the country a little bit out here.
Well, I'm sure you're enjoying it. That's a great area.
It is. My wife and I are both retired, and just before we retired, to make the move, so yeah, I'm glad we did. 32 years in the same neighborhood, that's enough, I think.
Great to hear, man. It's good talking to you. It's WSCI 783. I'm monitoring up your final.
WSDP 226, it's been nice talking to you. I'm Cliff.
WSYD 438. JG, what's the letters on your call letters there? I think I got the numbers right. 783. Yeah, what are the WS? I didn't get the rest after that.
Whiskey, Sierra, Charlie, India, over.
Yeah, something chopped you all up there. Something took you out. I don't know if it's a repeater doing the call sign or what, but something got you.
Whiskey, Sierra, Charlie, India. Over.
All righty, we got her. Thanks. Good talking to you. Thanks for the comeback here, brother. WSDY 438. You have a good weekend. What's left of it?
You too. I got your road down 438. Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
WRTX
929. IRG 488.
Hey, how you doing, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've been on GMRS. No, I'm doing good. I'm over here. I'm at the South River Road boat launch. I'm fishing offshore here with my sons. My truck broke down, so we can't use the boat until my truck's fixed. So we're fishing offshore, and I'm enjoying a cigar, and they're looking for crayfish and stuff in the rocks.
Good. That's enjoyable when you fish out there at this time of night, really. And that's what I used to do. I'd go to Port Huron for salmon. I would go at nothing about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and I'd stay up till the next day. Roger?
Yeah, if I had the boat, I'd be out here all night. But, I'll probably just sit out here, enjoy the nice weather. Finish up the cigar, and we'll see how long the boys have in them. My son has a hockey game tomorrow at 11 o'clock, so can't stay out too late.
Yeah, you're right about that. You can't stay too late anyhow. Too late, I don't know what you're going to get, you know. Usually, I would say something like that fishing, maybe until about 11 o'clock and that's it.
Sorry about that. I had to step away for a second. My display on my radio was blinding me. I had to figure out how to turn the brightness down.
I know you're out there. Roger?
Yeah, there's like a line of boats pulling out of the river here, blasting their music, driving almost over my lines, so... I was deciding if I had to reel up or not.
Because you know what? I think they go almost all day, and at night they want to go home and relax. It doesn't matter if you got your line or not.
Yeah, these are big cigarette boats going out having fun. So. They got the music going, the lights on. They're gonna go have a good time.
You got a candle there to see what kind of fish out there, or you got a lantern?
I got a couple spotlights. with me. But, yeah, so far no fish. We haven't had any bites, so I'm not sure. I think the fish are a little bit spread out still. The temperature hasn't started dropping, so fish are still scattered about the lake. I'm not sure we're going to catch anything, to be honest.
Yeah, you could be right. All these boats go by and all that. Fish is not going to hang it that long. Until it gets quiet, then it comes right back down.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna jump away for a couple minutes here. I'll be right back. I'm just going to check the bait on my line. So I'll be back in a couple minutes, but I'll be listening. This is WRTX 929.
WING 48, clear.
This is WFEQ 436. Grant, can you hear me out there?
436, this is WSCI 783. I got you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Where are you broadcasting from? Over. Broadcasting from Detroit, downtown Detroit right now. What about yourself?
This is JJ broadcasting from the Fenton area.
Hey JJ, this is Max. Good to talk to you. How's your evening been so far?
Hey, just enjoying this cool evening. Being able to shut the air off from the attic fan and open the windows. It's a beautiful thing. Over.
It truly is. It's nice to have a little bit of fall coming in and giving us the ability to open those windows up. Nothing like it. I love it so much.
Have yourself a good weekend. This is WSCI 783. I'm monitoring after your final.
Sounds good, JJ. This is WSEQ 436. Max monitoring as well on 8 as well as 3.
WRVJ 258.
WSBV927 listening from Holly, Michigan.
Nine two seven, here's WRVJ 258.
in East Point.
That's a ways out, just sitting outside back porch. Going to be a nice fall weather.
Very good, very good. Well, this is the time to enjoy Saturday evening with decent weather. And we're heading into my favorite time of the year in southeast Michigan, or just about anywhere. Really love the fall season. The name here is Jim, and I'm located in East Point, or if you're old enough, East Detroit.
I think I got the last boat day in today, sitting on the back porch, just relaxing, waiting for the fall, watching the boat. The fall in Michigan, it is nice. Mike up near Holly.
Very good, Mike. Well, I am in the process of getting ready for a rather extended RV trip. I'm going to be heading south this time into Georgia, North and South Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and ultimately ending up in Northwest Pennsylvania before coming back to the Detroit area. Be out about a month, and looking forward to that, but there's a lot of preparation going into that. I spent a good portion of the day today doing maintenance on the vehicles that will be involved, and just kind of getting started. Just made a very small dent in the stuff that has to be done, but it's a good feeling to anticipate what's coming. Hoping for good weather as we head south, but it's possible as we come up the eastern seaboard, it's possible we could encounter hurricane weather. Just don't know.
Yeah, I got a couple years so I could take a month off. Probably another 7 or so until I can do that. So hopefully you enjoy the trip, take the time, enjoy the travel.
Well, I'm not retired yet. I own my own business, though, so I can plan accordingly. I can take whatever time off I desire, but at some point you got to pay the bills. So I just, as of Friday, went off the clock, so to speak, until late October, and had to let some clients know that that was going to be the case. But hey, you know, you only live once. There'll be plenty of time to regret not doing stuff later. I figure do as much as I can while I can do it.
Enjoy the preparation, enjoy the trip. Been down in Wilmington, North Carolina, and it's a beautiful area down there.
Well, specifically in North Carolina, we'll be staying at Falls Lake State Park, which is a little bit inland from the coast, but within day trip driving to the coast if we decide to do that. I'll be in a 32-foot Class A motorhome towing my Volvo wagon on a trailer behind, so we're prepared for basically set up and then go out and explore kind of operation. We've been doing this a while, but each year try to figure out some place we haven't seen and give it a chance. Anyway, I heard your call. I wanted to make certain it didn't go unanswered and let you know that you're being heard through the system. And wish you well. Have a good evening. It's, like I said, a great time for a Saturday night with this kind of weather, especially up there in Holly. I would imagine that the mosquitoes have mostly died back for this time of year and just enjoying quiet times. With that, we'll say 7-3. Have a good evening. This is WRBJ 258.
Thanks for the well wishes, WSGZ 927. Thanks, 73. WSDZ 927, looking for anybody north of Flint.
Good evening, WRXX 102.